Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Kate Reed, and thanks for joining us. I trust you enjoyed the last episode of Conversation with Kevin. Color is one of my favorite topics because in the salon, it's one of the highest paying services. The topic of formulation is something that I get asked so often, and people always want to pick my brain of scenarios and what you'd use in this situation. Today, I'm really excited, and I have to say there's no two better colorists that I want to spend the next 30 minutes with than Janine Simons, who's been with us before, and a new addition to these podcasts, Stevie Hay, to discuss Color Me formulations. You both do commercial work and plug and play in salon and make it look so easy. So I'm loving to pick your brains today. Janine, you have a salon with over 15 staff colorists, plus you're the Color Me Asia Pacific educator. And Stevie, you've been using the brand for many years now, and you work in Australia as a technical manager for Color Me. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be back here with you sharing all things formulation today.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi, guys. So what's taken you so long, Stevie, to get on a podcast? Australia launched Color, maybe was it 2.5 years ago now? How's it all going?
Yeah, well, look, it has taken me a while to get on a podcast, but I'm really, really happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Color Me is doing really well in Australia. Even with the current challenges and lockdowns, with salons being closed in certain areas, the brand's still growing in heaps of popularity absolutely everywhere. More and more salons are wanting to come on board and be a part of the Color Me family. I think one of the main reasons is, of course, the performance and the versatility of the Color brand. And let's not forget that it's a compact range. So salon owners don't have to commit to having a massive inventory in the back room, which means less money spent on dead stock sitting in that back room, not to mention all the excellent education and in-salon support that we give them as well when they take on the brand. I think one of the biggest things as well is we all know that Kevin Murphy is fashion forward, and people are starting to realize that Color Me is as well, and salons just really don't want to miss out. They all want to be a part of it. So it's great for us and great for the brand.
Awesome.
Yeah, so great to be back here with you both and chatting about formulation. I totally agree, Stevie. And here in New Zealand, Color Me's had huge growth as well, with many new salons coming on board, especially with the addition of PhD, which now means our salons can enjoy both an alkaline and an acidic color range without having to carry multiple ranges, which sort of brings us back to your point, Stevie, over lower inventory of stock. It's so great. It's been a real game changer.
That's awesome. I could imagine as a salon owner, that would be quite important. And so we're here today to speak about formulations. Obviously, it's the key to success when colouring hair. And one of the most important parts of using not only Color Me, but any colour brand. So with this first in mind, let's explore fashion and what are some of those key looks that are happening in salon or incoming trends that you guys are seeing. So Janine, what is happening in fashion in New Zealand or you're seeing around the world?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that we've really started to notice actually in the salon in particular is an increase in fast fashion colours. So whilst a lot of our clients still definitely want long-term, low-maintenance colours, there has been a growing appetite for them to come back in between major or even their maintenance colour services and have what we call fast fashion pastel services or a glow-up sort of blonde toning filter added to their colour.
Oh, that's really interesting. Look, I'm finding here in Australia, we're still very much sticking to the low maintenance colours. I'm finding a lot of our clients are moving away from the 6 weeks appointments to the 10 to 12 week appointments. But that being said, we are heading into summer here. And as we know with summer, everyone wants to be brighter blonde and certainly have a lot more fun with colour. So hopefully we can adapt what you're doing and get some fast colour action as well.
Yeah, I think those, well, obviously blonde coming into summer, but also bronze colours, and we're seeing a lot more variations of tone through the hair. I think the way people want it to grow out isn't so hard now. So where I am, like Stevie mentioned, in Australia, outdoor lifestyle, zone tones and balayage is still like one of the dominating trends. And I can feel like we've moved away from that super white blonde, and now we're seeing more of those gold, beiges, chocolate ashes. Naturals can be a fashion look, and it's more about the technique that they're placed in the hair, but we are seeing a lot more of that nature series because what Stevie did mention, people are extending their services to 10 and 12 weeks now.
They absolutely are, and it definitely is the same here in New Zealand. I think they just are work really well in current times where there certainly is a level of uncertainty, if you like, around when one might be able to get back into the salon.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And look, you know, back to your point, Kate, I think balayage is always going to be around. It's been around for a really long time and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. You know, lived in colour and colour that's going to last a long time is definitely here to stay. But, you know, not to go Sydney versus Melbourne, but Melbourne's a little bit more experimental than Sydney. So we will see a lot more of those brighter, fun kind of pastel shades happening throughout summer, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll do them, but I just don't want to wear them. No. I love that Melbourne's like that. And when you get models down there, it is. It's, you know, there's so much more opportunity to do those fun, fast, high maintenance colours. I think because the weather is a little bit colder as well, people aren't swimming or outdoors as much. So definitely.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And look, I have pink hair at the moment, so I totally understand. With formulation, though, like, Janine, what are your go-tos for classic lightening, foiling and balayage?
Yeah, sure thing. So, yeah, I actually do turn to our shades a lot more for creating some of our lightening and balayage formulas, especially when I want more of an organic sun-kissed tone. So I turn a lot to the 11 depth shades. I find these are really great for creating warmer blondes and that sun-kissed balayage result, especially on finer hair, because remember, we can get up to 3 levels of lift using our shades. So it's not always necessary to reach for lightener to create these sun-kissed tones. So for example, one formula that I really love to use is using 11.28, one of our new nude shades, with Orange Booster and 40 Vol. So this will give us up to 3 levels of lift, and it creates a really beautiful soft copper blonde. Kind of think about it almost looking like a 9.04, if you like, if you put it into depths and reflex. And this is a great result when we use this formula on a starting depth of, say, a 6 or a 7.
Ooh, I love the sound of that. A 9.04 would be beautiful.
So nice.
Similar to you, I lean towards using my high lifts quite a lot to create those balayage results as well. And, you know, one of my favourites, working on a depth of even a level 3 or a level 4, so quite dark natural hair, is using the High Lift 101 and 10% Green Booster with 40 volts. So we know that's going to give us 4 levels of lift, but using the 101 mixed with the Green Booster just allows us to neutralize some of that unwanted warmth coming through, and it leaves you with a really beautiful soft caramel result. And I think a hot tip with this one is it works best on completely natural hair. So not one to try over tinted hair, but fantastic on natural level hair.
I agree. You know, you're talking about dark depths. I use the similar formula, but I often use a lot of soft violet in it as well, because it doesn't add so much density, and it can be placed in the hair really well to create those natural highlights, and they don't really fade brassy. So it's such a nice formula to use, you know, through the top section of someone's head to avoid that, you know, solid grow out. So beautiful. Let's talk about low lights, because that's something that I'm asked a lot. We're seeing over, you know, the last few years, a lot of clients get over lightened. Their hair looks quite solid, and then they come back and they want to put some variation back in it. They've got the blonde, but they need it to pop, and that's when they want to put those low lights back in it. So, Janine, what are you doing when it comes to low lights?
Yeah, this is definitely something that we are seeing a lot more of in the salon too, Kate, absolutely, adding back that dimension. So one of our new nude chocolate and beige shades are absolutely great go-tos for me when adding in low lights. I tend to mix them with one of our natural or perhaps a natural intense shade just to create a really seamless blend and bring them back, bring back that dimension. So for example, I would use 10 grams of say 6.0 and then 5 grams of 7.7, our chocolate shade with 10 volt to give a really natural looking result. And what I find with this is it really lasts the distance without those low lights going too warm in between as well. Another favourite is at the 8.2 or 8.28. This is another great formulation for low lighting when you're not wanting to go too dark and just add a bit of that tonality back into the hair.
Ooh, I like the sound of those ones. I'm going to have to try to remember all of these formulas for when I'm doing hair next.
Yeah.
For me, look, one of my go-tos, especially on light blonde, so I'm talking level 9 pale yellow hair or that super lightened hair, is using 7.31, so our gold ash with a 10 volt. The great thing about that is it's not too warm, it's not too cool, it's just really in between. It creates a really soft, beautiful blend and adds a really nice dimension back into the hair without being too stripy or too intense. My hot tip with that as well is I know a lot of stylists out there tend to lean towards using a 3.5 vol or a 1% when low lighting. I can't stress enough, you'll get much, much better results if you're using a 10 vol 3%. It's more even, it's much better saturation, not to mention it's going to last you much, much longer in the hair as well.
Yeah, a common error is that activator. You're totally right. I tend to go towards natural intense. The 0.00 is a little bit as well, because it's always good when you're wanting a really cool result. And, you know, you've got some of those people with natural hair and it's that naturally ash color. I feel like when you're low light with something like your 0.00, it's that cool, ashy, natural color. And it kind of looks like it's growing out of the head a lot. I feel like that's the type of shade, you know, when you get those salt and pepper clients in as well, and they've got the gray and the white, to gray blend, it can be a great shade to work with. So Janine, talking about gray blending, is that something that you're doing much of, and what are you using?
Yes, gray blending is definitely something that has become a much more popular service. I think, again, just going back to consumers wanting lower maintenance colours, there certainly has been a bit of a trend to embrace the grey these days rather than cover it all up. So when it comes to grey blending, PhD is my absolute favourite. And I keep it pretty simple here and usually tend to use a 6.00 or a 7.00, one of our intense naturals, with 5% PhD and then our activator 10 volume 3%. Another favourite, if I'm using a toner, is to go with the stone and 3.5 volt and let that develop for 20 minutes.
I completely agree. PhD has been an absolute game changer for me when it comes to grey blending. And I'm seeing more and more people doing it now, especially with people wanting to grow their greys out or just embracing the grey. So for me on salt and pepper hair with a natural level 6, I would go for a formula of 20 grams 6.0. and 10 grams 7.1 with 5% PhD and develop for a full 20 minutes. If you wanted a cooler result, you could certainly go for a 6.00 or our intense natural instead. But I just find using the combination of a 6.0 and a 7.1 gives you this softness and the coolness without being too dense or too intense. And the great thing is when it fades, you're not getting any of that unwanted warmth as well, which we often see when using different products.
Yeah, absolutely. 0.00 with PhD, that grey, ashy, natural tone. It's almost like what you see on the colour chart with 0.1. And I love it because, one of the greatest things is it never exposes that unwanted warmth that you can get from white hair at times. You can get that little bit of that, you know, warmth that just comes from white hair, especially like coarse hair. Yeah, so they're awesome. And then, I think at times we're still seeing a little bit of ombre and sombre colours. What are you guys using a lot for those types of colours?
Yeah, Kate, I tend to reach for PhD quite a bit when I'm doing these sort of colour tones as well. I absolutely love using 8.2 with 10% PhD and then our 10-volt cream activator for a new growth stretch. And I blend that into an 11.3 and clear with 5% PhD and 10-volt liquid activator on the mid-lengths and ends. This creates, I find, a really super natural-looking blonde that has a creamy and almost luminescent blonde result, so it's an absolute fave. The 8.2 as a new growth stretch really does, like you were saying earlier, when combined with the PhD, it creates a colour that looks like hair that naturally grows out of your head, so that is why it is one of my favourites to use for a new growth stretch. And I use the different activators to create that slight variation in luminosity. Using the cream at the new growth gives us a slightly denser new growth stretch and then into much sheerer mid-lengths and ends.
I do something pretty similar. For me, you know, PhD again has been a real game changer with these sombres or ombres. I'm finding especially people with darker natural hairs on level 5 or 6 who wants a little bit of a change, a little bit of something interesting, but still sticking towards something close to their natural so they can keep it in that low maintenance family we were talking about. PhD is the perfect product for that. So one of my go-tos is 6.7 with Soft Violet Booster and 5% PhD on the new growth. And I tend to develop that for a good 10 minutes before melting my end color through. And a great end color to melt through into that 6.7 is 9.3 with Yellow Booster and, again, 5% PhD. The awesome thing about using a 0.3 with Yellow Booster and PhD is it just creates that soft, warm blonde colour. It keeps it really light, really bright and luminous as well. So it's a really stunning blend to have into that muted chocolate.
Yeah, amazing. I've been using a lot of the new 6.71, 8.71. Adding clear into the 8.71 as well was the third colour, or using 9.2 with clear, which I love. I get asked a lot about those bronzed colours, and I think we're seeing more and more of it through brunettes. Brunettes today want variation. They still want like a lighter piece around the face. They don't want it to be blonde necessarily. What are you guys using when you're creating those bronzed colours on darker, deeper shades or even lighter shades?
For me, when I think about bronze, like I always think of that combination of using coppers and golds to create almost like a toffee effect. And one of my favourites is 20 grams of 8.3, 10 grams of 6.43, and again, using 20% of our Yellow Booster. So just keeping it light and bright. And this works beautiful over hair that's already, say, pre-lightened or naturally sunlightened through the ends. So it's going to give you that nice toffee effect. On lighter hair though, if you've got those clients that are, say, a level 9, level 10, quite blonde, and they don't want to commit to such a strong, intense toffee bronze colour, for a really soft bronze result, I would mix equal parts of beige, gold and apricot with our 3.5 vol and just visually develop. It's really pretty.
Yeah, I love that, Stevie. The beige, gold and apricot combination is one of my favourites too. It's so pretty. Also for me, when it comes to creating these bronze colours, I really, really love the new chocolate ash shades, the 0.71s. They are kind of my new go-tos at the moment. These shades are absolutely perfect for toning out and neutralising orange tones and creating the perfect kind of cocoa blondes. We're finding a lot of clients are coming into the salons with images of like chocolate blondes, cocoa blondes. So these are excellent for creating these end results. One of my favourite formulas here for this is using the 8.71 with some 5.5 in a 10 gram to 2 gram ratio for a beautiful result.
Nice. I use a lot of the new nudes, the 9.28 with soft violet with PhD over yellows, and gee, the bronze tone on that is spectacular. It's important to get those colours right, and especially with blondes, they're happy to pay, and with some of the higher maintenance colours that we're servicing in the salon, and, you know, blondes are important because they spend money on their maintenance, coming in all of the time and maintaining it. To create those blondes, are you guys using lighteners? What are you using?
Look, when I was in the salon full time, most of my clients, and I mean possibly 99% of my clients, were highlight clients or global new growth lightener clients. So I'm really in my happy place when I'm doing anything that involves a lightener. So to say that I'm a fan of using lightener is a bit of an understatement, but we're really spoiled for choice with our lighteners with Colour Me. I wish I had this kind of selection when I was in the salon full time. The cream lightener for me is my absolute favorite product when it comes to doing any sort of highlighting. I love how smooth the consistency is, and the fact that there's absolutely no swelling means it's the best product when it comes to doing any sort of precision lightening. I literally cannot live without it. 50-minute development time or less, and the hair's left feeling really soft and silky. And my favorite way to utilize it is doing really quick face and balayage with it. If you haven't tried it, I highly, highly recommend giving it a go for base and balayage. It's the best product out there.
Yeah, nice one, Stevie. Base and balayage is certainly still a hot favourite service too, isn't it? And a cream lightener is perfect for that. Yeah, you're asking, do we lighten? Kate, we absolutely do. Like, walk into my salon on any given day and it is a sea of foils, balayaging, freehand painting, global lightening services, you name it, we're doing it. It's full on. So as mentioned earlier, these services definitely are going nowhere fast, and they've actually become the bread and butter services of many salons now. For us, the new Ultimate Lightener has become an absolute favourite because of the benefits that it has within it with the bond protection, and also just those extra levels of lightening. You know, being able to get up to 9 levels of lift is just epic when we're working on the salon floor. So we utilize that a lot. It's 90 minutes full development time, which is actually really quick to get that level of lift in that short period of time. So a favorite on the floor. But also for us, we utilize the extra lift powder a lot when we're doing color corrections, going from darker to lighter, especially when there's a buildup of sort of artificial pigment in the hair. It's fantastic for that as it cuts through that real orange yellow underlying pigment as it's coming through.
Yeah, totally great. Ultimate Lightener has been a great new addition to the lightener family because it does leave the hair in such a flawless condition. I think on fine hair, especially, bond building is important. But obviously on that fine hair, you would need to use a lower activator with it because it does lighten up to 9 levels. What is your most requested result that you guys are asked for in the salon, Stevie?
I think literally every salon I walk into, the question I get asked the most is, you know, what's your best formula for a creamy blonde, or how do I make a really nice, clean, bright blonde? And look, my thing for creamy blonde, there are just so many different color combinations we can use. But my absolute favorite has to be using equal parts of our 11.2 and 11.3. It just gives a really creamy, almost milky kind of blonde, and it's stunning on absolutely everyone.
Yeah, I 100% agree, Stevie. Actually, the refining and toning of lightened hair is still the most requested by salons and stylists. I often joke that it's kind of a bit of a dark art that we do in the hairdressing world, this refining and toning. So to create formulas to neutralise warm orange and yellow tones and not always make it cool, but actually how to make the results more creamy or more beige, if you like. So there is the request is high for more luminous, like golden blonde looks.
Nice. And to be honest, I never use 11.2 plus 11.3 together. So that's something I'm going to try after today. Thank you for that one. I know that often we just hear people who need advice or want help with issues. And so what would be some of those issues, and what would your advice be?
Look, one I come up against a lot is how do our clients maintain good colour, good quality of hair, keep their clients' hair looking and feeling great in between visits. And I think it's really funny. I did some maths the other day, which, look, as a hairdresser, it's not something I want to do often.
We all need to be doing it.
Exactly. But, you know, if your client's visiting you, let's say every 5 to 6 weeks, that means we're only getting to see them 9 times a year. And, you know, if we're honest, we're their hairdresser the whole year round, not just those 9 times they're with us. And it can be quite difficult to control what happens to their hair in between visits. And really the best way for us to do that is educating our staff and our team, as well as our clients, on using the right products and home hair care at home. I think one of the best things that we have at Kevin Murphy is the Kevin Murphy product matchmaker. Look, it's great for anyone that's not super confident in recommending product, and it's really, really easy to do. So my advice is get your clients to jump on their phone or maybe the salon iPad, jump onto the product matchmaker. It's really, really easy. They just answer a few simple questions, and within no time, they'll be recommended the full regimen, including treatments as well. And definitely makes your life easier, and it means your color is going to last longer. Also, my other hot tip, not to go on and on, but heat protection is a must for any style, especially if you're in Australia and you're in and out of the sun, or you're heat styling your hair all the time because of humidity. So heated defense to every client. I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, heated defense is such a great product. I think one of the biggest issues for many salons with regard to color results and formulation is really keeping some of their blondes quite luminous and not too flat, or for want of a better word, not too muddy when they're refining or toning. So my advice there is to utilize yellow booster or adding gold, such as a 9.3, or perhaps if you're using the toners, to use the actual gold toner when creating your refining formulas. This goes against the grain for most stylists because of what we get taught when it comes to counteracting colour. However, it really does create the most luminous results. Getting rid of yellow tones in between salon visits, I think you're absolutely right, Stevie, and I'm 100% with you on doing the math. I think we need to do more of that as hairdressers. using like Blonde Angel Wash and the treatment is a great solution for combating that brassiness that our clients have, especially the ones that have a love for the outdoors.
Come on, Janine. I do maths every time I mix a colour.
Exactly. This is my point.
Being a colourist, is adding up. 100%. Obviously you're right on all of those things. And next year we have one of the most exciting launches for Kevin Murphy. We have a whole line, a new regimen being launched called Everlasting Color. I think it'll absolutely blow your mind. And it's something that I've been using for a while now, and it's incredible. So it's going to change your life when it comes to maintaining hair color as well. So I think, you know, let's talk about some tips and tricks that people wish they had told you. What would they be?
Oh, mine's actually something that Janine touched on. And, you know, to be very fair, I learned this from you, Janine.
Oh, nice.
And that's not to be afraid of yellow booster, especially when you're doing coppers. And you want some brightness, I think it's really important to go back to your color wheel and really understanding color basics and formulation 101. You know, often we'll jump towards, you know, I'm doing a copper, I'm going to add more orange. Just step outside that box and think outside that box. And, you know, yellow is going to create more brightness, more lightness within your coppers. And using red is going to create more depth and intensity with your coppers. So, really just have fun and don't just go to what you think you should go to. Break the boundaries and, you know, don't be afraid of yellow, really.
Yeah, nice one, Stevie. And it's just, and you mentioned the color wheel there. It's so important to go back to that and just kind of utilize that as a tool, as a colorist, isn't it? My top tip is definitely exactly that. Like, do not be afraid to add some gold or warmth to any of your formulations. It's an absolute game changer, especially when you're creating creamy blondes.
So funny, I agree, but I don't do it often. I'm like more of the soft violet girl. I add soft violet into everything, and I love it because it doesn't add depth as such, and it just crystallizes things. So, but gold, absolutely, when things are looking dull, flat, and a drop of red into like a dull, murky blonde will brighten it right up. So you can never underestimate, you know, you got a dull, murky blonde and you want to refine it, and you just put a drop of red in to get rid of that murky color is excellent. We talked briefly on, you know, recommending products and in between and after clients' visits. Tell me what are the most recommended products after a colour service that you ensure people have?
For me, look, I mentioned heated defence before. Certainly that needs to be in there. But my absolute number one is staying alive. And I think it's often underestimated because we think of using it in the salon and we don't really often think about it as a take-home product. Staying alive is amazing for anyone with any sort of colour. So if my clients are saying to me they're experiencing colour fade or they're worried about colour fade, because of the low pH of the product, around 3.5 to 4.5, it's ideal to close that cuticle after showering, regardless of whether you've shampooed your hair or not. So by applying this product after you shower, you're closing that cuticle and essentially locking the colour in, so reducing your colour fade. On top of that, it's got lots of great benefits like smoothing and repairing, and it smells absolutely divine. So, you know, I recommend it to everyone.
I think you and I are super aligned here, Stevie, in our colourist world of two excellent products to be using at home. Staying alive is one of my top ones too. I think the other benefit to that is on Superfine Hair, like it's so weightless, people can use it every day or as often as they like and don't feel it in their hair. But for me as well, heated defence, it's a must-have for anyone that has colour in their hair, and especially if you're using hot tools or blow waving daily or, you know, a few times a week. Again, it's weightless and it's fast and it's easy to apply. It fits into any home care regimen and really does help prevent any future or further damage that our hot tools can create.
Yeah, so great tips. I know that with the newest shades, 0.88 and 0.71, the feedback's been phenomenal. I must say I've overdone the chocolate ash. If you can overdo them, I did the same with the 0.28 as well. So I would love to hear what you've been doing with them.
I'm super excited about these. We're launching them in Australia start of November, but I'm pretty lucky I've been able to play around with them. And look, just like you, Kate, I've been probably overdoing them. I had violet hair for a little while as well, so certainly easy to overdo.
Yeah, look, they've just arrived at NZ, the new shade, so New Zealand's pretty excited to have them. Like Stevie, I've been using them for a little while already, and I can see that they are going to be hot property. I don't know if you can overdo them. I'm right in the land of chocolate ash, and I'm just obsessed with it, so I love it. And as mentioned earlier, the ultraviolet shades, they really make formulation a lot easier when it comes to neutralizing warm blondes. I think it's going to be great for us to have that violet shade on a depth of a 9, certainly, and even a 7. And they can create amazing fashion shades as well.
So what's your favorite formula then?
For me, I've been playing around with creating some really fun pastels and some fun shades with them. And I've got quite a fun one for like your level 9, level 10 blondes with just the slightest bit of yellow. So this is going to create a real dusty pink lilac colour. So it's 9 grams of 1181, 9 grams of 9.88 and 2 grams of 5.6. And that's mixed with your 1% 3.5 volt activator. And it just gives you a really fun dusty pink. And the longer you leave it on, the more intense or more vibrant that colour is going to be. It's really pretty.
Yeah, nice one. That sounds great, Stevie. I've actually been playing around with the 9.88 and 8.71 combination, especially on a depth of an 8 that's got quite a strong yellow underlying pigment and usually just that hint of orange in there as well. So I mix the 9.88 and 8.71 in a 3-to-1 ratio with the 3.5 vol, and this really creates a beautiful kind of neutral chocolate blonde, but it still has that slightly icy edge.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Now, I think lastly, if you could recommend a colorist to try one thing on their clients, what would it be?
Oh, one thing. It's a bit hard to pick one thing, but if I had to choose just the one, I would say for any of your blonde clients that are looking dull, whether that's because they're an outdoorsy person, you've maybe they've had too many toners in their hair, or maybe they're obsessed with blonde shampoo and it's starting to look a little bit overdone or a little bit too dull, try doing a tip out in between your foils using clear and Temvol 3%. And if you put that on in between the foils for the last 25 minutes of development time, what it'll do is it'll lift up to one level. It'll brighten those ends and give you a much more even, clean, crisp canvas so that when you do get to the basin to do your refining service, it's much easier. You'll have a much cleaner result. It's really, really pretty and easy to do.
Yeah, I love utilizing clear like that too, actually, Stevie. It's excellent. But you know what I'm going to say, right? I'm going to say,
drum roll.
So adding warmer shades into your formulations when you're refining or toning on blondes, but also like don't be afraid of PhD. Like it's such a great technology to add into our formulas. So, you know, I encourage you to take a step away from using ash tones and try like an 11.2 beige or perhaps an 11.3 gold with clear and PhD formulation. If you really are an absolute ash lover, try using 11.1 with clear and some yellow booster. With or without PhD, this is a fab formulation.
Yeah, I think that's a given. Great hot tips from both of you today. I'm going to wrap up the discussion. You guys have added so much value and, you know, so many ideas even for me to go away and try that. 11.2 and 11.3, I'm doing it, guys. I have now some key formulas I can go away with. I just want to thank you both for joining today. It's been an absolute pleasure in speaking with you both.
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. Thanks so much to both of you. I've really enjoyed talking with you, Kate and Stevie. Great to be chatting with you with us as well. And happy colouring out there, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Janine. Thanks, Kate. I'm really glad I got to be part of this. And, you know, hopefully soon we'll all get to be in the same room and actually hang out together.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are listening, if you're not connected to us on the Kevin Murphy Insider, where you get all the latest and greatest new products, you get to see everything first, you get invited to special webinars as well, please go to the Kevin Murphy website and you can join up to become an insider. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for joining.